I've got another question here from Anushka Singh in New Zealand, apparently. And she asks, what makes a cake rise?
I wish I could find out.
Well, ideally, with a cake, you've made it with flour and you've got a nice structure and you've got some sugar, which will taste nice. You also put, either in self-raising flour, there's already something in it called baking powder, or you add it, baking powder or bicarbonate soda. Now, both of these have some bicarbonate soda in them, and bicarbonate soda has locked up in it a gas called carbon dioxide. Now, if you either add an acid to it, you might have played this at home, whereby you mix some bicarbonate soda and add some acid to it, makes lots of fizz, or the same sort of thing is happening in sherbet, which is why sherbet is all fizzy. Then this carbon dioxide is released, and it expands hugely, because a gas is much, much bigger than the solid. And so when you put it in the cake, both with baking powder, it's got some acid in there already, so it will just fizz away of its own accord. Or if you cook it and you've just got bicarbonate soda in it, it's more maybe with biscuits, isn't it, just using bicarbonate soda, then it gets hot and that releases the gas. That expands, makes bubbles and makes the cake rise.
And there's another way, I think, with if you have things that don't have bicarb in but have eggs in, if you beat loads of air into things like souffles and they've got eggs in and then you stick them in the oven, the eggs then will, the protein in the eggs will set when you cook it, and the air that's trapped in there is going to expand, which is why your souffle goes woof, and then when you take it out of the oven, it goes huh.
Because when it gets hot, it expands, right?
Exactly.
It shrinks down.
Exactly. Which still doesn't explain why my souffles never work.